Live from the man cave, it's Flag on the Play with HB and Bud. We're going to talk Jags, Gators, and all things North Florida sports, because we're Duval till we die. Flag family, we live in the man cave.
Oh,
baby.
My God, we are live, back and in living color. We are finally back in front of each other doing a pod, and I don't know why this things like this is more hell for. Oh my God, the Jags won, and not only did we win, we beat the Titans, so we have to come back and celebrate. But with that being said, we lost to the Titans.
Oh man.
And we're here because we didn't want to hear Producer Brittany this week.
That's true. I didn't want to hear nothing Producer Brittany had to say. I'm trying to figure out though, like, okay, so what was the last show we did a pod for in person? Was it 2019-20 season, the Colts game, the last game of the season?
It's got to be. It was forever ago.
And then after that, right, because COVID was last year. I know we didn't do a pod all last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, so 2019-20 season.
Oh, my God.
So it's been a long time. It's been a while.
So we didn't even meet for the 1-15 season.
No, we ain't meet for that 1-15 season.
We ain't missed nothing.
Every 1-15 pod was via Zoom. Yeah. So we back at it again. Like Bud said, ain't no celebration.
Y'all just
to the mayonnaise bastards.
Yeah, y'all can celebrate that we're back together doing this pod live. That's about it. Everything else is pretty much status quo the same. We are now officially in the record books, being the second worst NFL franchise of all time.
20 straight.
Second worst only to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yucks.
Who did 26 straight. Who now have two Super Bowls?
Two Super Bowls, probably about to be three. Bro, Tom Brady's so good, bro.
So do we have to be like, because remember Tampa was literally the worst franchise in football, and now Jags are the modern day Tampa. So,
damn.
So how long
are the modern day Tampa, or are the Jags just the Jags?
Yeah, because we're better than Tampa. We at least had our spurts.
Spurts?
We had our spurts. The creamsicles never even had a spurt. They were horrible.
Let me tell you how much Tampa done changed their image. The other day I was talking to somebody, a young lady, and she's a Tampa Bay fan.
And is she really?
Yeah, she's from Tampa.
Okay.
And I tried to send her a gift to show her how much I hate the Yucks. And I didn't want to send her Tom Brady or the new Yucks because they won a Super Bowl. Now I wanted the orange Yucks. Mm. But don't you know that there are no orange Yucks gifts?
Mm.
If you put in Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it ain't no orange yuck gifts in Messenger. Mm. And Messenger have the most gifts of any thing.
I wonder, are they going to – I think those are jerseys.
You think they're going to make Tom Brady wear the Yucks jersey?
Those are not a part of their throwbacks or nothing like that.
It should be.
Because I know when did the throwback – can't you do the throwback helmets now? Is it
– yeah, you can do the throwback helmets now.
Is it this year or last year throwback helmets you can use now?
I think it's this year.
Okay.
But they need to do that ASAP, though. They need to do that ASAP.
We're in the man cave watching NFL Network, and Juju got lit up. Oh, my God.
Even more reason not to sign him next year.
Yeah, I was straight on Juju. Juju became extremely annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was good on Juju, but wish we would have got somebody because as of now, this free agent draft class.
Juju would be the best wide receiver on this team right now. Not even close. Because, as of right now, this draft class, all of this is horrible.
Draft, free agency, it's all bad. And like I said, y'all know me. I'm pie in the sky. I like to let things play out. HB, on the other hand, quick draw McGraw. He was terrible.
It's terrible.
Fire, terrible.
Let everybody go.
I believe that the coach.
Oh, my goodness. Balky trash. Y'all kept all that money. I mean, what are you waiting for? I'm like, you just held on to all that money. And I guess it was I'm trying to rationalize it. Was it like a test and y'all want to see, are these players really this ass?
Well, how you
or was
know?
It bad coaching?
Wait.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, that's what I'm saying. Is it a test run? Did y'all want to do a test run and be like, you know what? Remember Herb kept saying there are no bad players.
Right.
There are no. He's like, play. Yeah. Remember Herb said there are no bad players? That's our. That's our.
You don't
thing.
Coach your way into. You don't coach your way into 1-15 though. 1-15 means you suck. Like you.
So it's
you
cross
coach
the,
your way into
cross,
6-10.
It's cross the board. Everybody trash.
You coach your way into 7-9. You coach your way into like, you know, 4-12. You don't coach your way into 1-15, my boy.
I mean, look
1-15, you trash.
I mean, look at the Texans. The Texans gave the Patriots everything they could handle. But maybe the Patriots aren't that good.
Ooh. Yeah. Because they're not.
Yeah, maybe the Patriots aren't that good.
Maybe Mac Jones ain't who we thought he was.
Oh, don't.
I ain't saying he trash, but I'm saying he ain't.
Don't say that. Due to
who look better?
Due to bylaws of racial implications in the thread. You can't just talk about
super fancy.
You can't just talk about Mac Jones.
He was extremely
like that.
Nice to me today, so I'm gonna double down and be mean to your ass, boy. Mac Jones, booty dean. No, he not booty, but he not 16. One thing I will say, okay, y'all, let's get into the
16
game.
16 is so good.
Let's unpack.
16 is so good.
16 is good. He has no wide receiver help. Now he got help at running back and tight end. All of a sudden,
yeah. Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnold is a man. Hey, that, Arnold is good.
That boy is good.
That boy good. How that CJ trade looking now so far?
It still look bad because it showed that you can't draft the first round pick.
That ain't got nothing to do
However,
with this.
However.
They got nothing to do with this regime.
If you're going by players.
They got you got fleeced.
Panthers
got fleeced.
Because I don't think CJ dressed for the Panthers yet.
Oh, my. Yeah, he did.
He did?
Oh, yeah, he got smoked.
Oh, well,
he got
smoked
by, I think, Coop. Coop on the Cowboys smoked them. And it was like, yeah, man, 15, that 15. It was like, yeah, who the hell is that? It's like, oh, that's CJ Henderson. That's a new. Oh, yeah, I played him back in high school. Yeah, he did not know who the hell CJ Henderson was.
Man, listen.
He did not know who it was.
Listen.
Yeah, that trade looking real good. Third round. And hey, Arnold. Yeah, bro. Y'all Panthers got fleeced so far.
Well, listen. CJ Henderson don't want to play football.
Nah.
So you don't trade for guys that don't want
to
play football.
You try to hope CJ got the whole Kawhi Leonard thing going and come to find out, nah, it ain't Kawhi. You don't like ball.
He don't want to play football.
Yeah.
And being a professional football player, that's your job. So you don't like your job?
Nah, it ain't even that, bro. You got to love it, though.
But that's what I'm saying.
You got to love what you do.
If you don't like your job, it's grueling.
Yeah, it's bad because, like I said, I work at General Hospital, and it's a job, but at the same core, I – somewhat genuinely like what I do.
Right.
I know what I do.
So
is
if
really
you don't,
good.
If you don't
you
like,
have
your
to
job,
like it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, bro. If you don't like your job, you scarred.
Okay, how much money?
Because it's
make?
Too much work going to the NFL. Like a lot of work
like
going
a lot
to the
of
NFL.
Work.
Like a lot of work. And then, like, I'm just glad CJ gone. Man, here's my thing about my review of the Titans game. The defense is. I want to say they booty, but they not. They ass. The defense is ass.
It's bad.
And, like.
They took the green dot from Miles.
I've been saying that jump forever.
And as much as I like to.
I'm going to let you unpack it. I'm about to snap.
As much as I like to defend Herb, it's like Herb and his press conferences, bro. Y'all know me. Obviously, I'm a Gator. I like Herb. I like Herb. Herb, like I said, all that Shelly stuff, real talk, dang, like we told y'all on the last part, that ain't had nothing to do with me. Herb, I'm here for the W's.
Yeah.
But his press conference, they get worse and worse. And I don't know for health reasons, he's hands off or what, but Herb ain't no halfway crooks, bro.
Yeah.
Ain't no halfway crooks. Either you in or you out. And that's my thing with Herb. I'm like, you got to be all in. Because I'm speaking of snap, I'm about tired of Bev. Bev is on my last nerve. And the things that keep happening at the goal line, all this other stuff. Oh, my God. The referees are horrible. We got a whole pod we got to get into. It's layers of this,
yeah.
FTP family. It's layers
the
of this.
The onion is deep.
The onion is so
and
deep.
And it stank.
And it stank. And I'm crying.
Yeah.
I am crying. It's so bad I'm crying. Yeah, but then Herb do these press conferences and like, well, Herb, why 2-5 wasn't there now? Huh?
Yeah.
2-5 wasn't there now? Oh, I gotta go look at the tape. Huh? What we
What we doing, Herb? Well, it's like how all this. Say, it's like I ain't trying to. He this
how
thing.
You, how you say that?
And
though?
Then like everybody say, Herb is like micromanage. I'm all in. And now this new Herb, who worrying about his heart and all this other stuff, is letting people do their thing. Nah, Herb, I need you. And I need you on them, Herb. You got to stop letting them do their thing.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw, and I know maybe you got love for Hyde from the Ohio State days, the Ohio State. I'm straight on all that. 2-5 was averaging, what, 8 yards a clip, 6 yards a clip, something like that. It's not crazy. It was 0-5.
He was killing
it. He was killing it. And 2-5 showed y'all he not built for speed.
No.
But neither was Emmitt Smith. So I'm straight. I'm straight on 2-5. 2-5, keep doing your thing. Because like I said.
Boy, he had like 130 yards rushing.
Who, 2-5? 2-5 had 149.
149.
If that was Fred or ETN, MJD, that 58 yarder is a touchdown.
True.
2-5 ain't built for that, baby. I'm
ain't 2-5 Stacy Mack. 2-5 Stacy Mack.
2-5 say I ain't here for all that.
2-5 LeBrandon Tofield.
Where the water at? 2-5 ain't here for all that. But you gotta do better, man. And then, so the run game was on point. Second half, what, 6 carries? And it's like, why he ain't get 6 carries? Oh, I gotta look into that. It's just every press conference, Herb, you got to get your hands in it, Herb.
Cause I don't even know it. Say nothing like that.
Yeah, you got to get your hands in it, Herb. I don't know what you're doing,
like,
Herb.
What are you talking about?
You got to tighten up. You got to get in these guys. You got to be who you are. You're letting them do their thing. It's got to come to a point, Herb. You done let them do their thing for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And this is what we have. What was that from my from the movie, Mr. and Mrs. Smith? For the first such and such chapters, Johnny was a clown. You can write the ending, Herb. For the first 5 weeks, Herb, y'all have been clowns.
Boy, listen.
You can write the ending, bro. Write the ending.
I've been saying this.
You got to stop letting them do their thing. Doing their thing ain't working. You got to say, as soon as I saw Carlos Hyde out there, I'd feel like, this. Man, time out.
Yeah.
So, hey, and then grab the hand for, hey, Bev, what we doing?
No, that's a good point.
It's like, Bev, what we doing, Bev?
How you see Hyde in the game and I say, so, wait a minute. Hey, y'all, time out. And then y'all know how Herb be bent over his hands on the end. Hey, why Carlos out there? Carlos, S.A. Hey, Mia.
Come on, bring it in, Carlos.
Yeah,
in.
Like, what you doing, bro? Like, where James at? And my thing is, at the end of the day, like, the problem, listen, it's a lot of things wrong with this team.
Whew. We ain't got no time to pause for that.
It's a lot of things wrong with this team. Number one, the defense ass. That's number one. The defense ass. Number two, the defense ass. Number three, the defense is ass. Number four, the defense is ass. And then listen, this is the most and important thing that I think is wrong with your Jacksonville Jaguars, our national champions. Okay, it's the fifth thing wrong, okay? The defense is ass. Okay, now I know that's a lot to unwrap right now.
Look at him. Look at James Robinson. Listen. Fantasy points in primetime games. He has the third highest fantasy points in primetime games.
If you had finish a your defense, point. You're 2-3 right now. Matter of fact, no, I'm going to go out on limb. Who do we play week one?
Texans, you ain't winning that.
Loss.
That's you.
Who do we play week two?
Who's that week two?
Denver.
Right?
Denver. L. I'm going to say that's an L.
So you 0-2.
0-2. Who we play week three?
The Redbirds.
Cars, right?
Yeah.
If you had defense, you win that game. Okay.
No.
Nah, because they don't get stops when you need them. Defense got Logan Cook syndrome. Okay, who we played last week?
We had the
Bungles.
Yeah.
One stop. Don't make me get.
One.
One stop.
And we beat the Bengals.
And you beat the Bungles. One stop. One. Uno. One. One stop. Ah, in French. One stop. Okay, who we had this week?
We had the hated Tennessee Titans.
The Mayonnaise Bastards.
Yes.
Where was the defense? Where was the defense?
Kayson finally had his breakout game.
And broke out and did what?
Got some sacks.
Boy, if you don't get your whole ass.
He quote unquote somewhat forced a fumble that come to find out wasn't a fumble.
I think that was a fumble. However, the NFL said, ha ha ha, bitch.
NFL did that a lot.
They say that boy, that's cap.
The NFL did that a lot. They stopped it. They kept a drive going for Tennessee, which wasn't a pass interference. You remember that? Which Clay Brooks? What was that?
That was horrible.
Was that Clay Brooks made that play? Clay Brooks got picked on all game.
Yeah, and they called.
And pass Clay Brooks gave y'all.
Then they called holding. They called defensive holding.
Oh, I want to say pass interference.
It was.
Clay Brooks gave y'all one good play all game, and the one time that man did something good, y'all said pass interference.
Because they was just calling the game Tennessee way in general. Like, everything was Tennessee's way.
And y'all can miss me with that. All these athletes who say, and all the people trying to be so tough got stuff. Losers find losers. Losers blame the refs. Winners find a way to win. Miss me.
Miss me with that.
With all of that.
Miss me with that.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Y'all gave them points, and y'all took points away from us. You can't get no worse than that.
Yeah.
You cannot get worse than that.
You switch that 7-7, it's a 3-point game.
Football is hard, bro. Now, this much we all know. Football is hard.
Well, you
it's even harder to play the team and play the refs. The 2017 Jags were one of the best defenses in NFL history.
I think it might be the second best all time.
I down that hill. And that's it's fine. Not, I ain't even arguing.
It's not Ravens. It's, matter of fact, we'll do it like LeBron. We'll do it like LeBron, Jordan, Kareem, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's one of the top three. You can put it whatever you want it on there.
Only reason it won't be remembered in folklore.
Because we didn't win the Super Bowl.
Because you didn't win the Super Bowl.
Robbed of that by the refs.
Thank you. That was one of the best defenses in NFL history. And as you can see, you beat Tom Brady for the most part. Mm-hmm. The GOAT of this generation. And then you got to beat the referees. That's too much, bro.
That's too much.
And what I'm saying about the Jaguars, everybody knows we're not a good team.
No, we're.
It's hard to beat the
I don't even think we're a bad team. We're an awful team.
We're a bad team.
We're worse than a bad
team.
And
now you want us to beat a machine. Tennessee is a tough.
That's a tough out. Derrick Henry is a whole horse.
And now you want me to beat them and the refs? That's tough, bro.
That's just not going to
work. That's tough.
Me.
Referees were horrible.
It's pumpkin pie. I can't see it in my eye. Horrible. Let me tell you something, my boy. But that defense is bad. That secondary. First of all, the depth. We go back. Go back and listen to my free agent / draft pod. When we talked about, me and Bud talked about, how do we feel about it? I said, this is awful. We didn't get nobody.
Second-tier players at best?
Third-tier. Who's the second-tier player? Shaq, maybe?
Shaq hasn't been bad. Shaq need to make a damn play. That's my issue with Shaq. Shaq should have had 3 interceptions by now.
As bad as this secondary is, I'm not even mad at Shaq not
push him
hit.
To the side. You ain't even worried about Shaq.
Because I'll take a bat down, or like he had an interception in his hand and dropped it on third
stop
down.
Stop from getting it.
I'll take that. It,
over, I wish you would have made a play, but I get
every single crossing route. How is it every single crossing route works? Y'all don't know it's coming. Y'all can't play an umbrella underneath zone.
Communication. That was the thing Shaq was talking about when Shaq Presser, he was like, he spoke up for himself. He was like, yeah, I was on A.J. Brown. I was to shadow him. And he shadowed A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown had 3 receptions for, I think, 38 yards.
One good catch for A.J., and the rest of it was BS.
That's a good day at the office. That's a good – if you telling me you finna do that to A.J. Brown, that's a good day at the office. Yes, I wish you would have got that interception. Obviously, y'all shut down
Derek
for the most part. Derek had to run the ball almost 30 times to get over 100 yards.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
He got his yards, but that was a hard fault.
But
it's a difference. It's levels to him.
Yards. It didn't feel like
it. You are spot on. It did not feel like
100 yard game. It felt more like a
60-70. Yeah. It didn't feel like
them 100. Touchdowns hurt it though.
Yeah. But at the end, he was gashing us. Yeah. At the very end.
We was tired.
Just started gashing.
But I don't understand why this defense tired. Y'all don't do shit all game. I just want to take a moment to get on specific people in the defense. Miles Jack.
Wasn't down.
is one of my favorite players, right?
Yes, sir.
And he wasn't down. Miles Jack is one of my favorite players coming into the 2016 draft.
You were big on Miles Jack.
I wanted Miles Jack over Jalen Ramsey.
Yes, sir. You were big on Miles
Jack. I wanted Miles Jack at pick did we have? Five? That's what Jalen went, right? I wanted
four,
Miles Jack.
Was it four or five? Give it to four or five.
I wanted Miles Jack over Jalen Ramsey. I'm like, y'all, Miles Jack is a ball player.
Because you have a West Coast problem.
I do. Superfan Steve said, cut it out, it's gross.
Yes, those are his exact words.
But I love UCLA. I don't know why. Because you know why, y'all? It happened this week. Saturday night, after we done watched the Gators, and the greatest upset that saved my whole weekend was that.
Yeah, Texas A&M. Giggum, baby. Giggum.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Giggum. What they do, little thump?
Hey, boy, listen.
Thumbs up.
Bud in our guys chat had put, I think you put like Alabama and then you put the eyes or whatever.
I put Bama.
Bama with the eyes. And I said, I'm not going to say anything because I want them to lose. Because usually I talk jump throughout like, all game. I ain't saying nothing.
I ain't putting nothing out there in the universe.
I want them boys to lose. I hate them boys.
Yeah,
you hear me? I hate them boys.
I hate Alabama.
But, like, it happened this weekend, man. So, like, I'm watching all the games. After that Bama game went off, you know who was on TV? UCLA versus Arizona.
You watched it?
You sure did.
How did that? I have no idea.
UCLA did pretty good.
Who won?
UCLA.
Okay.
But here's my thing.
Oh, what? It'd be Arizona State or Arizona?
Arizona.
Okay, I want to beat the Fighting Herms. I like
Herman and boys play. Who did Herman and boys play? I think Herman and boys lost. But my thing is this, though. I like Miles Jack a lot, right? So, how do I put it? Listen, I'm disappointed.
Oh, Herman them boys destroyed UCLA earlier in the season.
Yeah, they beat us, man.
42-23.
It was sad.
And then Herman and boys just won 28-10 over Stanford.
Oh, they beat Stanford?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
Herm got them boys 18.
Yeah, they only lost one game.
Did they?
Yeah, I think they fought 5-1.
They're first in the Pac South.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was disappointed we lost to them boys. Because I wanted to play Oregon for that ship. Ain't never gonna have championship. Not once. Not ever. But nevertheless, like I was saying about Miles Jack, I'm disappointed in Miles Jack. Miles Jack should be
spot
one
on.
Of
them. They only lost to the Mormons.
Yeah. Miles Jack, and they shouldn't have lost that. Miles Jack should be one of the best linebackers in the NFL.
How
Joe Burrow lied about him and said he was? He should actually
You want to know what's the problem with that?
He out of position.
They keep putting them shackles on him.
Bro, Miles
and it took
Jack,
y'all five games. Stop. He is not.
He is not
a middle linebacker. He is an out. He's an outstanding
let him run free,
like a gazelle. Miles Jack is like a peacock. He got to fly.
Y'all, you know what my favorite Jaguar game is of all time? Jacksonville versus Pittsburgh AFC divisional game 2018, or is that 17? Is that 17?
17.
Listen. Y'all, Miles Jack looked like a whole monster in that game. And if you think about that season overall, Miles Jack was ridiculous. Hence why he got that extension.
Puzz literally said, Miles, what? Smash.
Yeah.
He was a Hulk-like, bro. Like, Miles, what
he
you
was
want
a
me
to
smash? All right.
Puzz played middle linebacker because he's a GOAT middle linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Puzz is really good at middle linebacker. And Telvin was like a gnat all over the field. He was a safety hybrid is what Telvin was. And you got Miles in this defense. Miles sucks in his defense. Sucks. He disappears the whole game.
And when you do see him, yeah, he'll get a big thump, but the thump be too late.
Man,
either he getting a thump or he too busy.
Yeah, chasing. That's my problem.
Stay chasing.
The crossing routes, y'all.
Stay chasing.
These linebackers are bad. Jaguars
these tight ends, bro. That's a whole new regime.
Jaguars have the worst linebacking core in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
It's not even close.
Not even close.
54, gotta go.
Wilson?
Cut him. He is literally the worst middle linebacker in the NFL. No cap. And that's saying something because we got Miles Jack on this team, too. That's saying something. 54 is the worst middle linebacker. It's so funny because we was in the guys thread and Superman Steve was like, oh, he's so good. I'm like, Steve, what game are you watching?
You know who did look good at linebacker?
Quarterman.
Shaq.
Oakley. Because you know why?
And we are in the league. Oakley's very own Shaq.
Shaq is a middle linebacker. He played like a middle linebacker. I'm going to go hit you, plug this hole, and the tight end's running. I'm in coverage.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I don't know what 54 be doing. Why is it that 54 is always leaving the tight end open?
54 had some thumps on Derrick Henry.
I don't care about them thumps, man. Derrick Henry? Derrick Henry thump you. You don't thump Derrick Henry. The Yule Mule thump you. You don't thump Derrick Henry. So my thing is, at the end of the day, bro, like, this defense is why the Jags are 0-5. They at least should be 2-3, maybe 3-1, maybe 4-1. Maybe, but at worst, 2-3.
What's the most points we scored all year?
Oof.
Because we haven't hit a field goal all year.
We haven't hit a field goal.
Why do I feel like it's 21 in my head? I feel like 21 is the most.
It might be 21 because we scored 21 with the Bengals. Yeah, yeah, it's 21. I feel like 21.
That's bad.
It's 21. But the defense don't know how to flip the field. When has Trevor, think about this. How many short fields have Trevor had?
Hardly.
This whole season.
Can't say because we got no turnovers, so you damn
Trevor
sure
got to go
that.
80 every time. Because it's from a kickoff. Because the defense ain't stopped nobody.
It's a Trevor got to go. Even when the defense make a punt.
I have never seen a team make a team punt less than
and it's
going
to be back on the 80 soon they punt.
Straight to the 20.
Oh, yeah, my bad, Trevor.
Trevor got to go 80 every time.
Trevor got to go 80
every time.
Time,
bro.
Yeah, bro, it's bad. 21 versus the Texans. 13 versus the Broncos. 19 versus the Cardinals. 21 versus the Bengals. 19 versus the Titans.
Booty Dean.
God, 21s.
Booty
bro,
Dean.
Bro, this offense bad,
but
too.
Here's something, too, bro.
This offense
if
bad.
Had,
this offense
if
bad,
had
too.
Mediocre, if you had mediocre to average defense, you would win most of those games. You're still scoring 19 and 21. Bro, teams winning games 17-16.
You ready for the breakdown of our opponent?
You're not getting nobody out the field.
It's pretty bad. We got the dog at the Dolphins. Dolphins, Dolphins, Dolphins. Let's see what the Dolphins been doing all year. Maybe it's not as bad.
Man, stop.
Okay. Dolphins, we in trouble. They scored 28. They lost to the Raiders 31-28. Lost to the Colts 27-17. Then lost to the Buccaneers 45-17. So, I mean.
Booty Dean.
Beat the Patriots 17-16. So, they ain't no juggernaut.
Again.
They won it four. They ain't no juggernaut.
You just
named
the game.
They going to flex Steelers.
You just named the game where a team beat a team 17-16. The Jags could never. The Jags could never. The Jaguars, mark my words, the Jaguars will not hold an opponent under 20 this whole season.
Book it.
Listen, this front office is so bad, and what we did is so bad.
I'm a leader of the coach.
Okay. I hope you get it out because you're straining. Pinch it off. Okay, Balky. Because, coach, you know what you need to lead a coach? A receiver. DJ Shark out. Who's the best receiver on this team? Marvin Jones Jr.?
He's not built for that.
Let me tell you something.
If Marvin is your two or your three, you in good company.
Yeah.
If he your one,
You need to evaluate the fact that you signed a 31-year-old wide receiver to be your number one who's never been a number one.
I don't think they.
Yes, he did. They signed him to be number one. They paid him number one money for this. So he's the number one. That's who you got? Mm-mm. Marvin, I would have got Juju. I know I said get Juju, and you was like, don't get Juju. Who you want? Look back, who you want now?
I can't get Juju because Juju be trying to Juju on that beat.
Hey, well, that'd be better than this. We ain't Juju-ing, doo-doo-ing, poo-poo-ing, shoo-shoo-ing. We ain't doing nothing on the beat. We ain't doing nothing on the beat, bro. We got 2-5, and we got 16. Marvin Jones Jr. actually hasn't been that bad, but he don't create no space.
We got
these receivers create no space. No space.
We got two live.
Man, look. And then I said that, too. I said, oh, yeah, man, these receivers don't create no space. And then Superfan Steve was like, oh, no, that's not what it is. And then you literally post something, and your receivers created no space on that play from one of the analysts. Bro, they huh?
Getting that, they getting added.
Matter of fact, we got 8-5, and you got 2-5-16.
Hey, Arnold. Hey, Arnold is good.
8-5, 2-5-16. That's all we got. Linder's out for the year. I bet Linder ain't coming back.
Wow. Surprise, surprise.
Well, Shatley is awful. So I don't know what y'all gonna do with Tyler Shitley. Okay.
Oh my God.
Anybody seen Man Shit since the first game?
Yeah, he be out there.
AJ Cannot is gone. And then we replaced him with Ben Bitch.
Milkshake Boy.
Yeah. You know what? Ben Bitch is bad. I'm gonna call him Milkshake Boy. I'm sorry.
That's pretty bad.
I'm sorry, Ben Bartsch.
That's pretty
because
bad.
Because even though you can't stop another big ass 6'6" some odd man, I know that you'll beat my ass.
Yeah.
So I retract my Ben Bitch statement.
Let's go and get it out. Let's not forget that Juwan Taylor got blew up on that fourth and inches.
Yeah. Juwan, tell you what? That's his name.
I love you, Juwan a man. Even though you're a man, Juwan a man.
Juwan tell you he got a flag.
Oh, yeah. He good for that, too.
Juwan tell you he holding.
Yeah, Cam got worked. I'm glad Cam going to be in that film study. Cam got
Cam
worked.
Cam Robinson need to be Cam, re-signed right now.
Yeah, yeah, because he's had some good games.
Cam Robinson he got, need to be re-signed
he got
right
worked
now.
Sunday, but what Cam did to Jones against the Cardinals is like,
Cam Robinson need to be re-signed right now. Only on the strength of.
What about Walker Little?
I'm straight. And that's what I'm saying. I'm on the strength of right now that we don't have any NFL caliber lineman outside of Cam Robinson. And believe it or not, Norwell.
Yeah, I ain't heard
Noel. Yeah, there you go. Name you done heard this season?
I ain't heard nowhere. Noel's like, hey, man, my name Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Okay?
Yeah, bro, no, I haven't heard
outside
Noel.
Of that, Wilf Block, what is that?
Oh, the zoop de doop.
The whirly loop.
Whirly bird.
Whirly bird. Outside of the whirly bird.
That's it.
He said, y'all,
first off, we probably went into the meeting the next day. Now, God damn it. Like that dude in court. Now, if you think I'm here to play, God damn it, I'm not. That's what.
They should let that man go.
Just off his testimony.
I don't care if this make me lose listeners or not. He ain't do that shit.
That man said that. Hey. Why? Because he was so passionate.
Not only should he have been let go, but he should have been barred immediately. Somebody should say, listen, bro, usually you got to go to school for 8 years for this. Here's your bar certificate. You are officially a lawyer. Because let me tell y'all something.
That's what Noel.
I'm going to jail, I'm calling Buddy. And I'll be like, tell him. And he gonna be like, if you think I'm here to play, then God damn it, I'm not.
I'm telling you
not guilty.
Bro, that's what Norwell did. Norwell came to the stadium after he was looking at film study. And so everybody got there to film study. So Norwell was in there by himself with the lights off, with the projector. Everybody like, oh, well, what the hell are you doing here? Y'all just come on in, fellas. And like Bev, offensive line coach, everybody just in there. And he kept playing it back. And he stopped once he did the whirly bird. Hey, Chris, hit the lights. Boop. Cuz hit the lights. Noel walked into the front of the room. Now, if y'all think I'm here to play, God damn it, I'm not. Say, y'all ain't going to have me out here doing the whirly bird.
Bruh.
Dog.
Outside. But listen. Every lineman going to get beat.
Every DB.
At some point.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
During the season.
It happens.
However, we 5 games in. I've seen Norwell look like a complete fool once.
On the whirly bird.
And he usually look like a complete fool 4 or 5 times a game. Okay. Cam Robinson, I haven't seen look like a complete fool. I've seen him get worked. But he's playing the hardest position on the O-line. Listen. Has Trevor been blindsided from the left side this year?
If he has, it's not memorable.
Long-term contract right now. All that Walker Little shit over with, bro. Because if he was good, then he would be – I would have put Walker Little in AJ Cann's spot. Ben Barch is horrible. That experiment is over. He can't play. He can't play. He can't play. I want to say it one more time. Huh? I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. Because if you think I'm here to play, God damn it, I'm not. He can't play. And neither is Ben Barch. He's not here to play either because he can't do it. Bro, I feel like, I forgot when you said, you was like, Ben Barch. And I said, Barch is awful. And then, like, back-to-back plays after that, he gave up a sack or let somebody
through. I told you that one play. I was like, ooh, I said, Barch got worked.
Bro.
I said, Barch got worked that one play.
How you 6'8", 300 and some odd, whatever the hell he is or whatever, and he trash. Like, he's awful, bro. Like, I don't even think he's NFL good. Yeah. Bud asked me that I need a water because my throat dry from this dry ass defense.
No. You going in?
You think I'm here to play? God damn it, I'm not.
I'm going to come. I'm telling you right now.
Game in London, right? London calls and we can see it through.
I'm going to tell you right now, just as soon as this pod over, I ain't even finna say a lot of y'all. I'm going to watch that video.
Yeah.
If you think I'm here to play? God damn it, I'm not. I'm going back to watch that.
All right, so Titans whooped our ass. Thank God I didn't pick the Titans.
This much. I'm not picking the Jags. I feel real good about Sunday, but I can't do it. I told you, I'm not picking this team until they win.
I'm so happy I didn't pick the Jags. It's the first right pick I've had all season. I picked the Jags versus the Texans. I picked the Jags versus Denver. Matter of fact, I bought back Famous for Denver.
I think that was the last time. I think I picked the Jazz for Denver.
Yeah.
I
bought Famous out for Denver. The Red Birds, I want to say I picked the Red Birds. Yeah. And then, so I got that right. And then last week, I picked the Jags over the Bengals, right? Yeah, I picked Jags over the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Here we are again, walking down a road so lonely traveled. Listen.
See, we going, I don't know if that was freestyle, but we definitely was going out two different ways. I was going to go, boom, boom. Here I go again on my own.
No, because I ain't picking the Jags.
Going so down the only road I've ever known.
Dolphins suck, though. So before we make these picks, let's analysis this real quick. It's in London.
Yes, sir.
The Dolphins have been to London before, but nobody on this team.
They say London.
They haven't been to London in years.
What I heard, bro, no team has been to London with a winning record, I think. How, 2017? Was it? I think it's never been a
winning record.
We beat
the shit out of the Ravens that year.
Bro, we beat the Ravens so bad.
Bro,
we beat the Ravens so bad.
Shout out.
Remember, quote the Raven.
To my evil behind ex who left and snatched the VCR video, what is it, DVR box, took it with her because it was in her name.
Super petty. Shout out to Super Petty.
I still had all 10 victories from 2017 on that DVR.
Oh, my God.
I would go from time to time, I'd go watch them. Get a little tear in my eye and taste victory. And matter of fact, one of the last games I watched from 2017 was the Ravens Jags in London when Ray Lewis got on both knees and said, I was praying. I wasn't taking a knee.
You mean after Ray Lewis said,
I never take a knee. I was praying. And
just think what
happened.
Bro,
we beat just the hell out of the Ravens.
Just think what happened, if you take away our game. Old crime that'll go up in the world if you take away our game.
Well, I can't wait to throw flags today.
You go old school for that
one. I might have to throw one back out for you, Ray.
take away our game.
What? Whatever, you don't get your ass out of here, bro.
Ray was tripping, man. Ray was tripping.
But this week, y'all,
they might get Tua back, so that might help us.
Yeah.
Tua. Oh, once again, they got a rule for me on the thread.
Yep.
Because HB Superfan Steve, because we did the mock draft, which y'all can go back and listen to that. And HB was like, ooh, man, Tua, I'm taking Herbert. And it was my pick for the Dolphins. Yeah. So my bad.
I said, and I quote, what idiot would take Tua over Herbert.
My bad, Kev. I gave your Dolphins
Tua. Are you not watching football? I believe is what I said.
And immediately HB said, we running
to the podium.
To the podium to take Herbert. He said, we going to run.
Fools.
And I was like, man, y'all don't know about this. Man,
I remember you saying, man, I don't know.
I was like, I'm straight on him.
You also said, then you want Tua? And I said, yeah, until I seen Tua. Because I seen him in that championship game. And I was like, well, shit, he might be kind of good. And then after that season where he split time with Hurts, I was like, bruh, this dude booty. Like, he can't play football. Like, bruh, okay, I don't get it. With Tua is the quarterback Manti Te'o, right? Let me explain what I'm saying. Okay, so Tua in college looked like he was a hell of a player.
But was that the Bama effect?
It was Bama effect. Manti Te'o in college, I wanted Manti Te'o for the Jags. Everybody did. He was a good player.
I just loved his story. How he talked
you
to that girl.
You mean
with
a fake girlfriend? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi.
You ain't no good.
Manti, you're so cute. Oh, pictures? I can't send that right now. But can you send me a picture of that pickle?
Okay, moving on.
How did Manti Te'o not know? You know what's funny about that, though? It was a bunch of NFL dudes that was pranking him. Anywho, y'all look into the Manti Te'o story.
See, right there. That's why you can't be your own lawyer. If you went to jail.
You think I'm here to play?
Because that's the dude you are. You see what I was like, get to the point, Mr. Rogers. Now you say, man, get to the point, Mr. Rogers.
I'll tell you what the point is, Judge. Because if you think I'm here to play, God damn it, I'm not. Okay? Now this man was talking to a fat Samoan man, and he thought it was a woman, Judge. And now he wants you to think I killed my wife? God damn it, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Anywho, Tua is quarterback Manti Te'o. Tua looked great at Notre Dame because Notre Dame, for whatever reason, is really good at middle linebackers.
Yes.
And tight ends.
And tight ends.
That's their thing.
Hey, but ooh, that's safety. Remember that safety that ran across the field and got that pick on Florida
State? That was top five pick.
Oh, my God. Florida State.
But that's back my thing. Like,
Florida State went back to back.
That's what they're good at. So, like, I knew Manti Te'o was, like, going to be, oh, he's good, whatever. I learned from that. And then when I see
is he in the league right now?
No, he out the league. Wow. He played for the Chargers, got drafted by the Chargers.
I remember Chargers,
played for the Chargers, went to the Saints.
That's all
And then that was it.
Oh, man.
And you talking about a guy who, at one point, was, like, top five projected.
Yeah.
I think he ended up being top 20 because of the girlfriend story.
Tried to put him in the Heisman, but I wonder if that was just because of the Golden Dome.
Tua's just that
Golden Dome
and
push.
Tua got the same effect. And that's why I say Tua is just a clown. Like, he's not good, bro. He's not mentally there in the game.
Stay hurt.
He stay hurt. And, like,
Daddy whooped him when he had bad games. Tua been through a lot.
And I'm not saying I'm not respectful of his mental health. I understand that. I'm respectful of CJ booty ass mental health. But like, okay, if you can't do it, you can't do it. I'm not here to analyze your mental health. If you want me to analyze your mental health, listen to like Tough Love or Bruh Listen or something like that. I'm here to analyze football, and you can't do it. You can't do it. So Tua ain't the one. So if he come back, we winning. Yeah, Bud, right. If Tua come back, we win it. Because Jason going to kill him. He going to run right up to him and stop. You know who the Jaguars are?
Who?
The Little Giants. We literally are the Little
Jags,
Giants.
Jags. Help us, God.
Yeah. Oh, bro, God. It's like we get on the goal line and Bev. The annexation of Puerto Rico.
Bev. What kills me with Bev. Bev has been doing the same thing that's made him famous, and Bev refuses to stop. Mm-hmm. Bev gets to the 1 yard line and brain fart.
Yep,
he did it with the Hawks, and now he's doing it with my Jags.
Yep,
and I can't.
It's the annexation of Puerto Rico. And then we got wide receivers out there with stick 'em on their hands trying to catch toilet paper.
Yeah,
okay, we got. The middle linebacker was icebox, like a hard hitting middle linebacker that's really athletic and good, but she wasn't good. Like, she didn't figure it out until the end of the movie. That's Miles Jack.
Mm.
okay? We got a quarterback that is really, really good, but ended up going to another team.
Junior.
That's Trev. Yeah, bro.
Trev Junior.
Yeah. That's what we are. We the little Giants.
And what's making it so bad, and like we try to, which the Jags do to us all the time, we try to talk ourselves into it, how we could have went on a run. Because you beat Tennessee.
But we said it, boy.
Because you beat Tennessee. Boom. You're game back in the division. Mm-hmm. You go to London, beat the Dolphins. Boom, that's two.
Yep.
You got the Hawks with no Russell Wilson. And let me tell y'all about the Hawks. Because if I want Rams knowledge, I'm going to slide to HB. Because that's his old lady on the side.
Yeah,
you want Hawks, come to me. The Hawks defense. If you need to be put in perspective, mm-hmm. a starting cornerback for the Hawks is Sidney Jones, who we got rid of in Jacksonville. There you go. The Hawks defense is terrible.
Terrible.
It's so bad.
Terrible.
Their defense is so bad. I'm not going to lie to you. Book it. I can't say we're going to win, but you heard it here for it. First, Jad score over 21
with
Geno
Smith? Remember, Geno is the quarterback. So, yeah.
Jags will score over 21 points on the Seahawks. I guarantee it.
We could have went on a run. Yeah. But, okay, and then one more thing. The game will be in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium instead of Wembley, I think.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think they do it because the Falcons played in Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah, come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs. Why do you always do it so bad?
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you God, my dirty and crumpets.
That's so racist. I don't even know if that's racist.
Is that racist?
That's so nationalist.
Okay.
Come on, you Spurs. That's a good way to do it. Anywho, shout out Tottenham. Tottenham are the Jaguars of the Premier League. So there you go. There's that. But Dolphins.
Referee was about to throw a flag on that play if Cuz dropped the ball. Literally, and we're in the cave watching NFL Network, and we just saw the Bears, shout out to Justin Fields, mm-hmm. threw a touchdown to the tight end, and the Raiders player obviously passed interference. Ref grabs flag. He see the dude caught the touchdown. Ref take his hand off the flag. Boy, I tell you. Mm. These refs are so bad. These refs are so bad.
$18 billion business.
And you can't get better. You can't officiate better. Because I'm sending that in. And see, that's the thing, Jacksonville media. How nobody say, Herb, are you going to send that stuff in? The referee, y'all got to call. Hey, man, Herb.
Somebody got to do something.
Somebody
got to do something.
Herb, I'm not finna lie. I'm not even finna say you out here coaching, because that'd be a lie. Herb, the officiating was horrible. Are mm-hmm. you at least going to talk to the league about that? Because, Herb, you seem like you have a memory loss every now and then. Like, you just get a lapse in memory. So, I want to remind you, Herb, talk to the damn referees, because that was bad.
Okay, bud. So, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, London, England, probably a 9:30 start. Okay. Dolphins, Jags, who you got?
Dolphins,
what's the score, my boy?
I don't
know. Bitch, you better give me a score first time back in the man cave. You whore. Because if you think I'm here to play... God damn it, I'm not.
Give me Dolphins 27.
Mm-hmm. That continues my streak of the Jags give up 20 points every game.
Dolphins 27. Jags. It got to be old raggedy number. Oh, we finally hit a field goal. It's going to be Jaguars 20.
Dolphins 27, Jaguars 20 is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's a good game. All right, so flag family.
And you know what? That's just good to finally not lose by double digits. Have we lost by double digits ever? Except the Bengals. That's just don't lose by, oh, my God. And that's kind of a primetime game. Everyone's watching us, bro.
I woke up
and started watching Falcons-Jets. I started watching some of that.
Because it's football.
It's football, exactly.
You're going to watch it.
I started watching some of that.
Same reason why we watched Tulsa versus Tulane on a Wednesday night. It's football. That being said, y'all, man, I don't know what happened with Tennessee. The defense trash, and I still think the defense is complete ass.
Oh, you talking about the Jags or the Titans?
I'm talking about
the Titans defense look bad.
They
too.
Look bad too.
Titans defense look bad.
Dolphins defense ain't good. Titans defense ain't good. Jags defense ain't good. So somebody got to come out on top. Jacoby Brissett just don't put no fear in my heart.
Nah, me neither.
He booty Dean.
Honestly, I don't get it twisted. I would prefer Jacoby to play because mobile quarterbacks have in the history of the Jaguars have always given the Jaguars trouble.
And I just feel like in general,
did we keep Kyler in check?
Yeah, we did. We did pretty good
against Kyler.
But I feel like overall that the Dolphins have a better team. However, I think a lot of things went wrong last week, including the first play.
Don't do it, HB.
You know, but I think it's time to kind of like, we're going to switch gears. This can't continue.
Don't play yourself.
Back in the man cave. Had to make Bud mad. The casket open. Who that is, Bud? I was famous. It's famous with a 16 jersey.
This is so stupid.
They in London.
This is so dumb.
Take down the Nets, mate.
He is such an idiot.
Jags. Dolphins. Give me Dolphins 21. Jaguars 24. We make a field goal to win the game. Lambeau makes the field goal.
So Lambeau back.
Cut right. Yeah, I bet you won't, Jags.
You are such an idiot.
First one in a run. We going to be 3-5. We ran a 3 in a row starting this week. We bet, Flat Family.
Oh my God!
Famous out the casket,
and I thought I was the pie in the sky, and he was the realest.
Famous out the cat. I bet you won't. I bet you won't. Famous out the casket, Jag fans. Jag fans. I know you're bobbing right now, Flag Family. I know you're bobbing right now.
Please, please don't cut the show off. Please don't.
I know you're bobbing. I know you see Famous out the casket. I bet you won't. Flag Family, we out the casket. Go Jags. Bitch, turn it around.
That's a good question. Honestly, I'm to the point. Who do we get to kick? Do we find, because Herb said today, do we find a new kicker off the street, or you think it's gonna be Lambeau?
Street, but I hope it's Lambeau because I love Lambeau.
Lambeau. We still got now. See, my thing is this. Now I'm with you on that, HB. Now if I'm gonna watch somebody miss kicks, it might as well be my guy.
Yeah.
Because right, you're not my guy. If
when
I'm gonna
right
watch somebody
came up short on a 53-yard, because
Lambeau, as you can see, Lambeau ain't coming up short.
Right.
It's just his accuracy is off. Yeah. His leg is there. It's just the accuracy.
You know what you got to do, Lambeau. Listen, players on the team. Who's the other dude that's outspoken on the team? Real outspoken.
Oh, Hattie?
The one who was like, if we lose, it ain't because of Irvin.
Hattie?
Yeah. Get Lambeau somebody.
Yeah.
Y'all know what y'all need
Jihadi
to do.
Jihadi War?
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all know what y'all need to do. Get him somebody.
Because that's what Lambeau going through. Lambeau going through a breakup, man.
Oh, man, I added you back prematurely, but you are coming through for the come through. Play me in, bud.
They deserve your respect.
Play me in. Because if you thought I was here to play,
okay.
God damn it, I'm not.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wow, y'all did it, but you're still racist. Yo, it's Indigenous People Day today.
Wow.
Okay? It's Indigenous People Day.
And you can believe it's White Mike's birthday, too? That's a oof.
Oof. The universe just line up bigotry. Listen. Shout out, you Semahos. You won against North. Bro, I thought North Carolina was going to beat y'all teeth in.
Yes, sir. I thought North Carolina was going to beat them to the white.
You team. Owe me. Cole. Who else a Florida State fan? Ruck. Who else Florida State fan that listen? Tim. Who else Florida State fan that listen? If you are a Florida State fan and you listen to this oh so gracious pod, gravel at my feet, you bigots.
Oh, my God.
Because I did that for you. Okay? You guys got banned almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got banned from this show almost 2 years ago. You haven't been able to beat nobody since because it's like having a relationship breakup. Y'all was too hurt. You know what I'm saying? But I gave y'all a little taste last week. Little taste. Little taste. I put a little bit in your mouth. Huh? Just let you get the flavor of it.
Oh my
God. I told you don't swallow.
Get to the point, Mr. Rogers.
Me adding y'all back prematurely last week to laugh at y'all. Y'all decided to win games to keep us from laughing at y'all. So if I don't add y'all back to the flag on the play count, that like roster when we started talking about teams, y'all don't win that North Carolina game. Change my mind. Change my mind, bud.
Now that he's done, that was a big time win. That was a
say
big
white Mike job.
That was a big
say white
time
Mike job.
Win.
White Mike, listen up, well you bigot.
Because he's not
a boy. You was about to be on the screezy. Boy, I heard people talking about white, how we get that white boy up out of here. Boy,
white Mike is not
a white Mike. Can you feel Dion breathing on your neck? Do it make the hair stand up? Can you feel that seat hot as Dion turn up the heat? Huh? Because you know y'all know Prime coming, right? And I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie. As a Gator fan, I don't want Prime there. You ain't scared of Prime?
I'm straight on that.
I'm straight on Prime. I don't want nothing to do with Prime being y'all coach.
I'm straight on that.
So, White Mike, I'm proud of you, my boy. Because you know what? You know what? I hope y'all go on the run. That's two in a row. So, even if I wouldn't have added y'all back anyways, all y'all got to do is win this week, and y'all would have been back on the show anyways. Who they play this week, bud?
UMass. So that's another W.
Y'all would have been back on the show anyway.
That's another W.
Y'all would have been back on the show anyways. It's me being gracious and generous.
So that's going to be what? Three? That's going to be three straight?
Three straight. Because they won against
Syracuse with their first win.
North Carolina. And then they're going to beat UMass. UMass is horrible.
So that's what? They have to be 3-4. Wow.
Right.
Let's check the schedule.
I think they're about to go on a run. They don't lose no more.
And I see White
Mike. Until Florida.
So I see White Mike was like, if y'all think I'm here to play with you.
God damn it, I'm not.
God damn it, I'm not. So, okay. Let's see. Now you beat Syracuse. You
right.
beat UNC.
Right.
You're going to dog walk UMass.
Dog walk. It's going to be horrible. Then who after that?
Dun, 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 dun. Hold that tiger. Dun, dun. Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger.
I save it.
Hold that tiger.
I'll save it the next week.
They beating hold that tiger?
I save it. Right now, I'm going to say they beating them.
They beating hold that tiger.
They beating them.
Okay.
They don't lose another game until they play the Gators.
After that, they
play Notre Dame?
No, after that.
They played Notre Dame.
After that, they got NC State.
They beating them.
Number 22 NC State.
They beating them.
22 in the country.
They beating them. Keep going.
They might win this one. Now, this one, they might win. Miami.
They beat them.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Boston College.
They beat them. Keep going.
You getting caught up in the logos.
No, I'm not. Keep going.
You getting caught up in the logos.
Boston College, booty dean. It's Boston College.
You getting caught
keep
up
going.
In
the logos. White Mike is on a run,
wait,
baby.
Wait a, you getting caught up in the logos.
Man, you tripping.
You getting caught up in the logos. Boston College. Mm-hmm. Beat Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Colgate. Mm-hmm. They beat UMass.
Who are y'all playing?
They beat Temple.
Richmond, Colgate.
They beat Missouri. They lost. Boston College lost to Clemson. That's their only loss so far.
I'm saying
and they lost to Clemson.
I say Florida State beat them. Matter of fact, Florida State. Oh! White Mike coming out of the teepee with red face paint.
Now you can call him a bigot.
He's a bigot.
Not there you go. Now that's a bit much, White Mike. I need you to calm down.
White Mike, what you doing?
I'm going to need you to calm down.
Why your spear on fire, White Mike? They ain't do that. Indigenous people ain't have flaming spears, White Mike. Indigenous people. White Mike, what you doing? White Mike.
After Boston College, they come to the swamp.
That's their loss. That's their loss. FSU, you're welcome. Florida State, UMass. Bud, what you got?
Oh, my God. I got Florida State.
Score.
I hate giving scores.
You better give me a mark.
Florida State, 45.
Mm-hmm.
UMass, 13.
Florida State. I hope the spirits of every single Seminole that was on the Trail of Tears haunt you in your nightmares tonight. on Indigenous People Day. And I bet you won't beat UMass 43-3. And I bet you won't win 3 in a row and actually really earn your spot back. Let's go. Famous boy be jigging.
Oh, my God.
But the Florida Gators are national champions. How do you feel about beating Vanderbilt 42-0?
I feel nothing. I'm numb.
I believe the indifferent.
I'm freaking numb.
Indifferent is the correct word. Because guess what, bud? The season is what, sir? What is the season, bud?
The season is over now.
That's right.
It was a 3-game season.
And you lost to Kentucky.
And you lost. And you.
And that wasn't even on the schedule.
And that wasn't even on the schedule. This season.
Who was the 3 games, bud?
It was in order. Alabama.
Uh-huh.
LSU.
Okay, win that.
Georgia.
Okay. So you tell me I go 3-1 in those, I'm in the ship? Huh? You telling me I go to Atlanta like that?
I do you one better. If you win one of those, I don't care which one. You win one of those, at the least, you in a New Year's Six. I don't even know if you run the table, you'll be in a New Year's Six. If you run the table. That means you gotta beat Georgia.
Even if you lose to Alabama like we did, and you don't lose to Kentucky, you sitting pretty right now. Because Georgia is curb stomping people. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
If you manage to beat Georgia 3-1 with a tough loss to Alabama, you're ranked number one in the country. Mm. For the first time in
forever.
15 years?
2009. Well, 2009, yeah.
Yeah.
2009.
Fire Mullen. I know y'all say I'm overreacting, but hey, guess what? It's been 2 weeks now. I still want him fired.
You are overreacting. Mm-mm. I'm not firing Mullen.
Why 5 in my game? Why 5 in my game?
He waited his turn.
No, when it was 21-0, why Elf ain't play the rest of the game? Let me see what Elf got. It's 21 skunk. I don't need to see no more 5. He got to play the whole game, bud.
Come on, Vandy.
Yes.
Gotta get better.
What was the score for Vandy?
Vandy was what, 45, 42 nothing?
42-0.
Yeah. See, you see how much we
skunk. How much better you gonna get against a team that can't play football? Vanderbilt's awful. Why Anthony ain't in there?
FOTB family. If y'all didn't know, when HB was at Florida, he attended a Vandy game, and at said Vandy game, Vandy said fans jingled keys at Anthony. Anthony didn't quite understand why said fans were jingling said keys. Then he goes on to ask, excuse me, nice Vanderbilt people, why are y'all jingling said keys? They said because said Florida people will eventually be parking their cars for them.
And God damn it, you thought they was here to play? God damn it, they wasn't, because guess what we doing? We parking their cars. Bud work for them right now.
Right now.
Right now. Because the people that go to Vanderbilt run General Hospital.
Yes, sir.
And the people that go to Florida, we get the scalpels out for them.
One of the amazing doctors I work with. Shout out Dr. Walker.
Vanderbilt.
He's a boy. Vanderbilt man. That is
boy.
Now, do y'all see how we like? No, I literally know someone who went to Vandy.
He literally went
to Vandy.
He's, I don't know how long the jiggling the keys Vanderbilt tradition has been, but it damn sure pissed me off. I was like, bro, we're the Ivy League of the South. We're the Harvard of the South. And Vanderbilt's like, what, Harvard?
Because if you notice, like, Florida's a top 5 university. Top 5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Top 5 in sports, you know. Sports and, yeah, top 5 university.
Gators versus who this week, bud?
The hated. It's a rivalry. And I'll be lying if it's not. The hated Bayou Bengals.
You know, it's funny you said it's a rivalry. Because when we started.
I hate LSU.
When we started the LSU. Because remember they say, oh, you got to play one team from the West. Which, by the way, that's about to change up when Texas come over with Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the SEC. Lit. Ooh, with Texas and Oklahoma.
Stop. I don't even got to play nobody else. Literally could make my own.
Just make your
playoff.
Own league. Make whoever your the own SEC league. Champion is, national champion. Period. Like, ain't even no debate at that point.
You can make your own league.
You can make your own league. Matter of fact, Florida State, what you want to do? Come on.
You literally the South. And he got to be national.
Come on.
And he got to be national. Who cares?
Clemson, you Florida State, Georgia Tech, what y'all doing? Y'all want to come?
Come join
the SEC. We'll make like a 22-team league.
You don't even need them.
And then we'll split it into two 11 divisions.
Your Southeastern Conference champion hold weight over every other.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoever wins, you go to the East and the West.
But see, here's
whoever
my thing.
Go to the SEC once championship.
Once the SEC start doing stuff like that, basically the playoffs mean nothing. So I want to bring certain teams in because I want to, bruh, if I'm the SEC at that point, you got so much power in your court, I'll just say, hey, listen, this is what we're about to do. Bump the NCAA. We're just going to make SEC football be the championship. We already got Texas and Oklahoma coming in. So I'm going to pick up the phone, and I'm going to call. And I'm only doing South teams. And look, it's still going to sound legit. I'm going to call. I'm going to be like, yo, Florida State, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Miami, Georgia Tech, what y'all doing?
I'm not calling Miami. Miami don't take football seriously.
I'm putting them in there just for the logo, for the brand.
Okay.
Just for the brand. Okay. Yeah. What y'all doing? North Carolina, too. Come on. Because guess what? Guess what? Basketball.
Ooh.
What y'all doing?
Ooh.
What y'all doing?
Now that whole weight.
What y'all doing? Yeah. Let's do this. What we doing? Anywho, we played the hated LSU Tigers, and it is a hated rivalry. We are in Death Valley, right?
Yes, sir. 12 o'clock kick. If 10-point favorite.
Gators? LSU is bad.
Real bad. But you know what LSU was last year?
Bad. Bad. But who you got?
If it was at night, no matter what, especially with five, I would have guaranteed a LSU win. Because winning, it takes a special team to go
into
Death Valley and win.
Or Alabama.
Or Alabama.
Yeah.
Bo Nix at night. Bo bleeping Nix went into Death Valley and won.
Unbelievable, by the way, because Bo Nix is the definition of Booty Dean. When you look up Booty Dean in the dictionary, it's a picture of Bo Nix. Like.
And it was so bad. First off, they disappointed me because I thought it was going to beat Kentucky, which I was like, bro, Kentucky, still to this day, I'm sorry. I still don't believe in Kentucky. Kentucky going to show me a lot when they play Georgia.
Yo, they're going to show you a loss.
Even if they lose, it's how they lose. That's going to show me a lot. It's the homer in me because I have zero faith in five. But I think, and then Emory said today that they didn't take – LSU for granted last year, but they thought that he said it just like this. He said, we didn't take LSU for granted. We had already locked up the SEC East, but we did think we had it in the bag. Emory Jones said, he said, we thought we had it in the bag.
That's crazy, man. It's LSU.
Exactly. He said it.
It's LSU.
He said, we didn't take them for granted, but we thought we had it in the bag.
It's LSU.
It's the homer in me. Cause I've been saying, I'm like, if you can't beat Kentucky in Kentucky, you can't beat LSU. Ed Orgeron is coaching for his job.
Mm-hmm.
If he
they should have never extended Eddie O, but go ahead.
That was one of them Blake Bortlestein.
Yeah,
two got caught up in the hype.
Caught up in the hype. Oh, that's stimming, JoJo.
Everything in my body is telling me to pick LSU. I don't know why. Everything in my body tell me to pick LSU because I think he's coaching for his job. Normal, I just tell y'all and I'm done with it. I'm going to go Gators strictly off being a homer.
What's the goal?
Gators 35. They're going to score. Yeah, if they win, it's going to be Gators. They got to score. Gators 35, LSU 28.
Ooh, close game. One touchdown game.
It's always close. It's always close.
Before we get to Georgia and get out of here, I'm just going to drop this on y'all, and I'm just going to say it and get out of here. Give me Gators 27, LSU 31. Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. The what I've seen out of this team this year, this is one of the worst and most disappointing Gator teams ever. Because if we was playing a certain player, I think it'll be different.
Yes, sir. I ain't going to argue that.
And I just feel like
– you just went 100. I just went – Homer, because yeah. I don't feel good. I don't feel good.
I feel like your boy.
I don't feel good.
I feel like five ain't no leader.
No, I don't think. No, that's the problem. I think five is a good leader. I don't think five can play quarterback.
However,
five need to be at NC State.
If you think five
or Maryland,
if you think five is a good leader based on his personality, okay, cool. I agree with that. Five ain't a good leader because it's more to leading in sports than just having a good personality. You can't play. You can't play football. We can't. How you gonna lead when I don't feel like I can get a first down on a 5 yard scram?
Five gave Bama all they can handle.
My boy, it is first and five from the goal line. You can't score. We lost to Kentucky because of you. You ain't my leader. No, sir. My leader's sitting on the bench and he wear 15. Anywho, her dog, Sikkim. Who they play?
Them dogs.
Yeah.
UK. Dogs versus cats.
I guess it should be a good game, but Kentucky booty Dean, my boy.
Yeah.
So we just going to go straight into scores. Georgia, you know, we just hold it on because we said we was going to let you be on the show. So, yeah, but who you got?
I got Georgia.
How much?
I got Georgia 27.
Uh-huh.
Kentucky 10.
Yeah, give me Georgia 45, Kentucky.
Georgia defense ain't a joke.
17.
Yeah, because Georgia.
If they can get there.
If they Georgia defense.
Kentucky ain't don't even a joke. Have a quarterback. So that's a problem. We lost to a team without a quarterback.
Completed 7 passes.
What's your boy name that went to South? Was it UCF that was there that we came from Auburn and we was like, oh, he's from Jacksonville?
Joey Gateway?
Yeah, what the hell? They ain't even got a quarterback. Joey Gatewood gone. Cheese and crackers. You got shout outs?
Shout it out loud. My boy G's. What's on?
G's Rock.
I always shout him out.
Shout out for the Philippines, G's Rock.
G's Rock all the way from the Philippines. That's pretty much it. To everybody who listens to the show, man, thank y'all so much. Shout y'all out, man. Thank y'all.
Yeah, man. I'm going to shout out on every podcast this week. Flag on the Play is the first podcast we do every week. So I'm shout out every podcast this week. Ashley Carter, co-host of Bruh Listen. She passed away Sunday and is very sad. And I'm very hurt by it. However, doing this show, I have held it together and been normal for at least an hour and 13 minutes at this point. So I'm with that. But we're going to shout her out and honor her legacy on every show. And the Hater Bear Media family love and miss Ashley. So, yeah, man. So I'm definitely shouting her out right now. Okay. This show is called Flag on the Play. We throw flags on those who violate the got doggone game. Right? I was watching Sunday Night Football, and this dude was so bad. I was like, I know he ain't going to have his job. He still got his job, but I had called him anyways and asked him to come through because I was like, you're going to be fired anyways Monday because you suck at being an analyst. So he came through and flipped the coin. Drew Brees. Bro, Drew Brees is so bad.
Is he bad?
He's bad. Wow. I don't like it at all. He's in the studio. He ain't even in at the thing. So Drew Brees came and flipped the coin, and it came up tails like it always prevails. But I defer. Go ahead and throw your flag.
First flag. Oh, my God. The referees, namely number one, numero uno, the back judge of the Jaguar game. Man, you need to go sell some insurance. Do something because you are horrible.
Horrible.
You are horrible at your job. He was frigging terrible.
Terrible.
So bad. Back judge, flag on you. God, he was so bad. Next flag. Flag would be on Bevel.
Horrible.
To take out 2-5 like
fire
that.
Fire him, let him bad. Watch it on TV. Watching.
Bev, get a flag. Urban Meyer. Flag on Urban.
Horrible.
Herb not grabbing his team by the horns, man, and taking more responsibility and being more hands-on. That's on Herb, man. Herb got to do better. That's my flag on Herb. Any more flags? Seahawks defense, y'all terrible.
Watching.
That's terrible. Y'all so bad. And those are my flags.
I got two flags this week. I'm going to throw the one that's going to get less controversy first, because I know Bud hate it. I am throwing a flag on Greg Berhalter, coach for the USA soccer team. You, bro, me and soccer team, bro, you lost to Panama with your trash behind MLS players. Stop picking MLS players. Pick from our good pool of talent so we can make it to the freaking World Cup. I am sick of you, Greg. Fire Berhalter. That's my first flag. My second flag. John Gruden said Demarius Smith, rep of the Players Association, the president, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had big lips or whatever. Yeah, lips bigger than something something is what he said.
Mm.
The media is trying to say it's racist. I call bullshit. It's not. John Gruden was not being racist, and I know it's controversial, and I know a lot of people out there are like, oh, I can't believe you said that. Guess what, y'all? A spade is a spade, and there's a lot of racist things in this world, and we've brought up and addressed a lot of racist things on this show to the extent that I clown Florida State for continuing to have racist mascots. However, John Gruden saying that about Demarius Smith is not racist. Now, should he had or not said it? Probably so. Probably don't send it in an email, John, but I literally think he would have said the same thing about a white man with big lips. Like, I don't think he meant it in a racist connotation. I just meant he meant it in an insulting way. So I'm insulting your features. If he had small eyes, he would say his little beady eyes. If he had a big forehead, he'd say his big forehead. I just don't feel like it's racist. And you guys can say I'm mad, I'm wrong, or whatever, whatever. But I'm just telling y'all how I feel. I don't think John Gruden is racist.
Gotta go with your gut.
Yeah. I don't think John Gruden's a racist. Maybe I'm dead ass wrong. I could be. But I don't think John Gruden's a racist. Where's all the players that come out after this come out and be like, he's racist. He did this to me. Because that always happened.
Always.
Chip Kelly effect is what I call it.
Yep.
All right. Listen, man. First show back in the studio in over 2 years. It's lit. It's lit. The email from John Gruden and the reaction of it confirms the fight against racism, racist tropes, and intolerance is not over. This is not an email as much as it is about a persuasive belief by some people that people who look like me can be treated as less. Why you ain't getting them players more money? Why you sound that badass?
That's what you. That's what you were. Oh, it's more.
That was a statement from Demarius
Smith. Oh my God,
it's
so much more.
I'm not reading any more of it. I disagree with that. I just think it's BS. I think he shouldn't have said it, but I don't think he was like, I don't think he meant like, oh, that nigga racist. I don't think he meant it like that. I don't think he meant your jigaboo lips or your African lips. I don't think he meant it like that. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what my gut say. And I have other black men who I've talked about this, and none of them have said they feel like it's racist. Zero, not one person has felt like it was racist yet. So maybe we should stop reaching, grasping for straws. Hey, man, first show back in the studio in over a year. Felt good. Famous came out twice. White Mike keep winning games. Hey, we living out you.
Mm-hmm.
As we always say, we Duval.
Till we die.
You a hater, hater bear.